Well, we have a passion for weather, especially Monday through Friday at this time. Let's bring in the man that fulfills that passion, passionate Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. You have some nerve getting sick on a Monday following our big movie premiere and not being able to review that with you.
You know, it, and anybody who knows me, for me not to come into work 2 days in a row, never mind one day, 2 days in a row, you just you'd know that I was not feeling well at all. You just know. And
all the years I've been working with you, I don't think, knock on wood, I don't ever remember you being out sick at all.
Yeah, just my surgeries when I did surgery, but other than that, no.
Oh,
no,
that's right.
But other than that, that's just no. I always like, but times have changed, and you know what? You don't want to infect other people when you're sick, so you just stay home.
Right, but I don't understand how you caught a sore throat, because you really don't go anywhere.
Well, it turned out to be an intestinal virus that I had, and the sore throat was part of it. But then there was a whole bunch of other stuff that came along with it. I mean, the TV wasn't on for 2 days. I did go to my home studio and cobble together the morning show for a couple of days in a row from my home studio, but. Even that was, it was just a bit. But yes, you know, it's nice to be back at work, and I can honest to goodness tell you that today I do have a doubleheader day, but probably this evening or tomorrow, the movies will be watched because I am full of P and V.
Right? Gotcha. It's a good thing because you know you didn't look at your part two because part two is a duplicate of part one.
Yeah.
And I sent you out yesterday. I sent you out part two.
All right. So that means it'll be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you're excused there. But before we get to that, let's tell you about the weather, which is not too bad today. A lot less wind than yesterday. Sunshine, a few clouds around 50. Tonight, clear 25 to 30. Tomorrow will be cloudy. And then later in the afternoon, some showers, 45 to 50. But those showers will change to snow showers Friday night. If anything, a dusting, especially in the higher terrain. And then forget Saturday, there won't even be any early flurries. That's out. It'll be mostly sunny and brisk. We'll have highs, say 40 to 45 for Saturday. For Sunday, it's going to be sunny and milder, 55 to 60. And your Monday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. It'll feel like spring on Monday. So that's a really good thing. Watching the computer models last couple of days, I have to just tell you this again, how discontented I am with them. And we're going to talk specifically right now about the new American GFS that was revamped and put so much money into. Yesterday, I guess it was the morning run, came out and was forecasting a significant winter storm for us next week.
Yeah.
Then I waited for the next run, which came out late yesterday afternoon, and it began to back off. Still giving us some snow, but not the big one. So this morning I come in, and it's backing off even further. Still gives us a little bit of snow late next week, Thursday, but continues to back off. Do I believe it? No. We will have to wait, watch, and see what happens here. The potential exists for some sort of a storm late next week. What it brings as far as precip will only be determined by the track. The Euro is saying that the storm's going to track right over New York City. So that means Sharon and our neighboring listening areas would be on the borderline. If the American GFS model was right and it goes out through southern New Jersey, then it's all snow for us. So we will have to wait and watch. It's a week away. Anything could happen. And so much for that. Now, the premiere last Saturday night went over very well. Everybody showed up on time. Some people showed up a little bit earlier than they should have. which is always the case.
Are they the same? Are they the same people that stay later than they should have?
Right. Yeah. Let's put it this way: the two people, the husband and wife, that showed up the earliest.
Yeah.
Had they left before the movie, we would have been better off for it. And I'll explain why in a second. But even our time, which we had scheduled out, you know, what time the hors d'oeuvres would be served, what time the dinner, what time the movie, dessert, all of that was almost kept to like within 5 minutes. So it was great. They all loved the movie. We got rave reviews. I mean, tons and tons of applause. They really did love it, everybody. And a lot of people never saw the original with Bette Davis, so they had no idea where the movie was going, which made it, you know, a little bit more interesting. If you saw the movie, you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 2 years ago, we talked about this on the air. There was a gentleman who had red wine and spilled it all over my white wool carpet and my white couches. Remember that?
Yeah, I thought you got, but I thought you, after that, you got those glasses with the tops.
We got the glasses. It's been working well. Well, the wife of this husband proceeded to drink a lot. She was more than tipsy. We did not know or see this until Sunday, when all of us met for brunch. And one of the girls that was here, she said, "I can't believe when Anna fell off your couch upstairs and spilled the coffee all over your rug." And I looked. I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "Yeah, you didn't see that?" She said, "Don," that's her husband who spilled the wine 2 years ago, "was blotting it up with paper towels." I said, "No, I must have been either in the kitchen or something. I did not know. I will look at it when I go back." So I got back Sunday. I looked at it. I can't tell you how much of the rug was stained with coffee. So far, there's been 3 passes through that I've been using. I started with detergent, white vinegar, and warm water. Now I'm on Oxy, and it's taking it out, but slowly. I'd say 70% of the stains have been removed. 30% are still there. That rug, it's an area rug. It's a woolen rug. When I bought it, I got it at a discount, $1,000. So those two will not be invited here anymore. That's it. You know, they don't have a big part in the movie. They're basically background. They could easily wait to see the movie when we showed it to Lake. But that's it. That is the only bad thing that happened while I have not spoken to you.
And they didn't come to you and say that, Pat?
Nobody. Nope. Absolutely.
I mean, if you do it, even if you do it 2 years in a row, you come to the host and say, "Hey, listen, we spilt this. Any cost involved in the cleanup, just let us know, and we'll handle it."
Nope, nothing. Which makes it, you know, it's like adding injury to insult. It's just very, in my opinion, it's very disrespectful.
It is, because you know you can be clumsy. You can be clumsy, but you go to the host and you say, "I did this. I'm sorry it happened."
Sorry, right.
And, you know, any cleanup costs at all, or if you need a new rug, just let us know.
Right. Well, no. Well, you remember, clumsy is one thing. Stoned out drunk is another.
Yeah.
She literally fell off the couch. She was sitting on the arm, according to this girl, Judy. She was sitting on the arm and just went over forward.
Now, I whenever you bring this up, we used to, when I worked, Stan Grell and Ira Levy bought the radio station years ago, and they were very wealthy, okay? And they had a very nice house that they built. And we were at a party the first year they had it, a Christmas party at their house. Okay. And we were sitting on the floor, and did a whole bunch of us there after, you know, late after as the party was going. And it was a beautiful white rug. And it wasn't me, and it wasn't, but it was someone we didn't know. Came in, and because it was like a rug on top of a rug, you know how comes sometimes they put like a throw rug on top of a rug?
Yeah.
The person stumbled and spilled wine on this white rug.
Oh, well,
so now we're all sitting there, right? And because we're the ones sitting there, we know that we're going to get yelled at by Stan and Ira. We know that if they see that night. So Louise Coogan went and found another throw rug they had somewhere else in the house. and put it over the rug. Because it wasn't our fault, and we were going to get yelled at. We knew it was going to be horrible, but it wasn't our fault. And the person that did it left. Right after they did it, they left. So
really?
But anyways, yeah, so I know what you mean. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just not fair. It's not fair at all. But anyhow, aside from that, everybody did have a good time, and that is really, you know, the thing that I was happy about. They liked the movie and everything.
What was the favorite food of the night?
Well, let's see. There were two kinds of baked ziti, regular baked ziti and baked ziti with sausage. There was chicken marsala, and there was a big, huge salad. And from what I could see, the baked ziti with sausage seemed to be the most popular.
Did you have pigs in a blanket?
We had for our dogs. We had pigs in the blanket. We had shrimp on a skewer, and we had cheese balls or right. cheese something, yeah. something like that, cheese
you know,
something.
Pigs in a blanket. It doesn't matter whether you're at
always goes well.
It doesn't matter whether it's a millionaire or whether it's just a normal person. People love pigs in a blanket.
They do. You are so right. And it worked out good. You know, we only had three hors d'oeuvres because we wanted them to eat with all the food. All the food was home cooked. I was fried. Oh, and we had meatballs. But I make the meatballs out of turkey chop meat. And everybody loved them. There was nothing left with the meatballs. So the meatballs did go. All I remember doing Friday afternoon was frying. I mean, after a while, my hand got tired. But
all right. Well,
but
Pat,
it's done. So that's number one done. We have another one at the end of the month just for our friends, a much smaller one. But one down, one to go.
All right, Pat, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and you stay well.
And we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio. You can always find Pat at robinhoodradio.com.